The Rashi says, "Tamayisha Tempas Ben Elazar Ben Aaron Akein Heishav Es Chamosim Aben Yisrael Ukanes Kanasi Usoicham Uichlisus Nisul Kanasi." Since he calmed down in anger against Klal Yisrael for Znus that was happening in Zimri, that they were in Maicha, and now he did this Maisa Kanais, so Mela Lachain Amar Hinni Naisin Lais Brisi Shalom. So I'm going to give him my bris of Shalom, Vaisal Yazak. After a brisk kuna tzad, he's going to give him kuna. So, Mishael, what shaykh is the midah of kanois that Pinchas showed of killing Zimri to kuhuna? And why is kuhuna called the brisi shalom? Another shaykh, the Gemara in Zvachan, Kofalov, the Gemara says, Leniskai and Pinchas till he killed Zimri. Another Amar in the Gemara is that he made shalom between the Shvachim. So what's these two nekudas that Kuhuna came through killing Zimri and making shalom in the Shvachim. So also Rashi brings down being the parasha. Rashi says that the reason why it says Ben Elazar Ben Aaron Akayin, it goes all the way back to Aaron, because the Shvachim were being vazahim, that he was a grandson of Yisrael, who served at Zara. So Mele Torah comes and Miachim after Aaron. So what was the Shaka of Tariah? They said, "Oh, you're grandson of Yisrael." And Torah comes and says, "No, he was Ben Acher Ben from Aaron Akayin." So in the Pashtos, what's the Midah Kenegi Midah? So Asher Kaisan told me, Reb Chaim says this, and I saw a lot of other Mepharshim say this, is that since Pinchas brought the end to the Magefa, he brought Shalom between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shlalom. So really, he was like to the bris of Shalom of Kuhuna. It was like Zelma Zeh that he brought Shalom. Kilo, there was like a Hisnagdus now that Klal Yisrael like made appear from them from the Rebbeinu Shlalom, and through him being Misak and then making Shalom again. So now he was like to the bris of Shalom. And that's the Sipurna says, and since he was Rivi, like fought my fight for me, and he restored that and made Shalom, so he was Eicha to the Bris Shalom. And the Sipurna adds on that, what was the Bris of Shalom? That he says, Takas Asher Kina Lilika, he was Rabbis Rivi from the Riv of his Nagdos, those two things fighting each other. Lachain, he gives him Bris Shalom, the Sipurna Shalom Malacham Bavis. He says, because Hefsed, Mis only comes from his snag, those two things together. And he said, he goes on to say that so he was Marech Yamim, some say he's Eliyahu, some Nabak, one here, Yuchiz Yamim, is that because Mis only comes from the clash from within the person. So the Shiva Rebellion Yisrael, he brings down along the same thing from the Al Shech. The Al Shech says that the neshama of a person constantly is coming from the Tachas Kisa Kovid. And Batim doesn't stem with the Guf. It doesn't stem. The tightness of the Guf and the Neshama are opposite. And there's a constant fight. He says every Neshima, the Neshama really wants to go back. For a person, and that's what Misa is. When there's a clash between them, comes from Misa. So the Bris of Shalom was the Shalom Enayim. And the Asha goes on, he says when a person is Mizach the Guf, he makes the Guf Shaltu to what the Neshama wants. So Mela, that's how a person's chayim. So that was the bracha that Pinchas got. Shalom Malchum Avos is that there's a shalom that the guf is tugestal to the neshama of the neshama. It's mezachich matar the guf doing the thing the returns of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. And Mela, he had chayim. And Rabbi goes on. He brings from Rabbi Yochanan, and he says that's really the ikar avodas ha'adam. Is to be mashed in these two halakim, the chelik of the guf and the neshama. That there's a constant pull in each direction, and the ikar raises a person his whole life. Really brings it from Ruchim, brings it really from the son of the altar or whatever. But basically, the ikar avoda of a person his whole life is constantly trying to. He has the guf telling him to do this and that, pulling in different directions. Is that to make it do the returns of the neshama. So. The Sephardim really he finishes off that he was zeicha to this shalom malacham bavas, and he's zeicha to bris kuna shalom because he was mechaper for the bnei Yisrael. So since he brought this kapar from bnei Yisrael, so he's zeicha to kuhuna, which makar karbonis and brings kapar for klal Yisrael. So it sounds like it was like two nekudas. He got like a bracha of shalom inside himself, that he was shalom between him and his girlfriend, his neshama. And another thing got kuhuna to mechapim bnei Yisrael. So is there like a shaykh system to anyanim of shalom, or like they have shaykhs to each other? Another shayla is that if taka he was zaycha tuhuna because he made shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu a lot of times throughout Midbar made shalom between him and the eagle. I think Moshe Rabbeinu every time through tefillah he made shalom between and Klal Yisrael did chatam and rachik themselves from the burnish shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu made shalom. Why dafka over here in the Maisa of Pinchas he was zaycha because he made shalom from Klal Yisrael to kuhuna. So the Rabbi Yochanan Das Tayre, he says over here that he's mazber the Indian over here of Shalom. He says Shalom is the Medrash says is gadol Shalom mikal brachas is anakas brachas klimas matzik klimas bracha al Shalom. And he says that what's pshat the Shalom is talking the greatest midah. He says we see that the Medrash is mishabach Shalom over all other midas. He says there's avas abriyah. There's a lot of different things. So he says, the midah of shalom, sheyochal lasser shalom in kal midas. V'loy teskalku zezeh. Through the midah of shalom, he can make shalom between all his midas. Because if you take any midah to a certain extreme, so it's makal for the next one. And he says, that was the mile over here in the Maisa Kanoi Sapinchas, is that he was mashlim, he was a shalom in all his midas. He wasn't even the midah of Kanois to mekana for the Rebbeinu Shleilam. He knew exactly how to do it, that it wouldn't shtar every midah shachmanas, whatever. He knew exactly how to balance every single midah. And that was the brisi shalom which he got, because his shalom sounds like he's learning his Indian of that he was shalom. Everything came together. Every midah he had together came together perfectly. And in Mela, that kanas, he was able to stand up, and he didn't get shtar from anyone else. He was just sitting back, and he was able to be meisir nefesh for what he did. So that showed the midah of Shlemos and all of Midas, and through that he's after the bris of Shalom, which is ending of Shalom in the person. So Moshe Rabbeinu has saw many times, but through this act of showing all this Ashlam in the Midas is why he was zeicha to the bris of Shalom. That's Yerucham's Mazur. So just time on the etzem you said Yerucham that the Indian of Shalom is the Shlemos. Time a few more comments about that is that. The Medrash says the Rambam is the Shalom Bimraima. The Rambam makes Shalom Bimraima. So Medrash speaks out that test Ruch brings down. He says in Vayikra that the Madal Yainim, they don't have kina and thing. They don't have any midas that are clashing each other. Rambam makes Shalom Bimraima. Achas Kama Vakama. How important Shalom is for us. So. You see in the Medrash that the Medrash saying even though there's no midas rois of the Malachim, the Rebbeinu Shlom, there's an Indian of Shalom Einayim. So it's mavur. It's not just time like to make peace between like two, like a fight of midas of bad midas within each other. It's an Indian of Shlemos that all the Malachim could function together, and each one should be mashed with the other one's avoda. That's the Indian of Shalom. That's on the pasuk over there. To his daughter also teaches is Shalom and Raimo. He says that. The shleimus of each one, the tafkid of each one coming together to mash them the avoid that all malachim have together, and that's the he says. The Medrash says we know shmei shalkas brachu shalom. He says that by the Rebbeinu Shleilam, he says the Rebbeinu Shleilam is echad, and he says. There's no nigud. Everything comes perfectly. Tachas hashleimus, and that's what the Torah the Rebbeinu Shlom gave for Klal Yisrael to make a shleimim was kol nisi v'seil shalom. That the Torah brings a person to shleimus. So, Rishkayil also showed me from Shmuel Zavsky. He says also at the end in the Sicha, he says that it says the pasuk v'emes v'ashalom ahavai. He says some people think that for shalom you have to like be mevater on emes. Sometimes like you feel something's right, but lamaisa there's different opinions. Like you have to give up on what you feel is like the emes of what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to make shalom. So he's coming to say is that. Ein zeh nachen k'sarach v'emes lochem b'efen ek v'ad v'ad shalom. The Avad Emes, Avayin's a steer of the Shalom. Kiapirish Amiti Shal Shalom, Ulahamid called Dabra al Machine. Like Tashish as Gibulim. Each person thing in the proper place, not to start the next goal. Thus is the called Dabra as Mekaima, the Kwa as Gibulim. That the ending of Shalom is that each thing should work like perfectly together with the next thing. He said, Melov, if the person is dealing with MS, so that the Shpitz way everything should come together perfectly. It shouldn't be a bath on the MS for Shalom. Shalom Pakard is using the MS to bring a strange things. So, understand on this Indian. That Pinchas was Zeichet to Shalom. So we said, fine, he made Shalom. He was Shalom, so maybe he was Zeichet to Shalom. So the Maharal is Mazur that in the Parak Aleph, which is the base of Abbas. Maharal is Mazur that there, a person, there's right, we know there's three Abbas of Abbas, Menam Asma, Menam Mechaber, Menam Mechaber. So he says, that which the Amud Elam or Taira Abbaidim Yosasadim, he says that Taira is that the person's Gofan, there's Nimshach after a lot of things. And by the seichel being established to Taira, so it helps the seichel has the chelos to be shelled on the go, and that's how he's able to be mashing himself in ben adam la'atzman. That basically this Indian of being shalom over himself, being shelled the Taira, the seichel will be scabbled over the returns of the go. Rav Chaveri says this milsas adam, and Abayda was ben adam la'atzman, and he says. The Gimel Chamuris is Zelum Azeh. He says, Yerai Shvichazam Oed Zar, but Zar is Menel Mamakam, Tashchas and Menel Mamakam. Shvichazam Menel Chavira is that the person studies you so much, it's the man who's taken out of the world. And then, and Girarai is he's saying his Nimshach after the Tavis to the Gof, and not having the Seichel being shut out on the Gof. So, the Maral says, that the Iker that a person has start with, he says in another place, the Iker Harishan is the Adam La'atzma. When a person's mashlim, that Ben Adam La'atzma, that there's no steers within himself of the Gof, that like he's not being Nimshach this way after the Gof, but the Gof wants. So that's the Iker Chashivas, and through that I think he could come, he's saying that he could come to the other ones. And I saw that. Pshat from the Chazen Cheskel, Cheskel Mansi, brought down that he says Talmidei Chachamim are Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. So he says Marbim Shalom is that through the Torah that becomes part of them. He says Inyan Shalom Hepech Kepedu V'Kas. When Yonam Elu Shaychem Kasher Adam Enos Sar Ratzin, the person not satisfied with himself. He's Makbid. He's Kais. All these Midas Rais come when he doesn't feel like a Shleimus and satisfied. Agdaris Tamul Chacham Amiti Shumolei Eishe Resipa Gesvias Ratzon Nachasruach Va'enev Bal Yeshe from the Torah. The Torah was he was able to be mashed himself, and when Meila he has that Sipa, he's walking around with the Sipa, so there's no clash with anything else. He already has his own Sipa within himself. So I saw that the Maral in another place by. When he's handling the midas of Aaron, who's Ayub Shalom, Gerede Shalom, Ayub is the reason Karmana Tayyar. So he says that he has Vikash over there, he's coming to answer that we don't really see him like the Pesukim so much, Ayub Shalom, Gerede Shalom, like certainly, but he's coming to say that the whole Indian of a Kayin Gadol is to bring Shalom, Klal Yisrael together, and then bring Shalom with them and their Rebbeinu Shlom. So Rebbeinu Shlom is Echad, Klal Yisrael comes together as Echad, then he can make Echad with Klal Yisrael and bring Shalom B'nei. So that's the Kertachs of a Kohen Gadol. So he says, Aaron HaKohen, he was Kohen Gadol. So he says, I say he was able to mashpia to everyone else, and after everyone else, he was Shalom B'atzmai, and he was able to Mela bring Shalom to everyone else. That means that you know, he brought out the good part, the shama chelik of each person. There was no period of the gufen, and meila they machan themselves, they machan them to their banish them. So through them, it's very geshmak, and he's masber that's he brings down the chulish agadus and the sign that he says that's what means Pinchas was zeicha to kahuna when he killed Zimri. With this, he said Rabbi Yochanan was very geshmak. The shlemus he had in Bay within himself, there was no steerus, and he was a dover shalom. Himself brought him to be able to make Shalom between Klal Yisrael. Maral there says, he says, Kuna ki akainais ha-shalom min Hashem Yisrael Yisrael, kanes kenasi, and yais ha-shalom min Yisrael Yisrael. So he said, that's a particular text of a kain. So, and he says, so too within Klal Yisrael, that's the way of a kain. Like upon him, actually, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, Miyayim Shechai Beis HaMikdash, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Da'aram Shalacha, which Chavos Chaim types that Da'aram Shalacha is Mekayim Shalad, Mekayim Chacham, who's Matim Da'aramas, is the Mekayim, what we hear, with the Merch on Hashrat Hashkina. And like he said, Mekayim Chacham is Mar B'Shalom Ba'ilam. Like we said from Pastor Bansky, he said he's Mar B'Shalom with himself, Melech Meshpi on everyone else, and Zvei Gishmak, and Rashal Nekamar and Brachas, and Al-Dal, it says, he's Mar B'Shalom between Klal Yisrael and Vinish Vashemayim. So it's very attractive. Two Nakudas came together. It's the same thing we said by Pinchas. The bracha he had a shalom in Eubay, and Baruch Hashem said he should keep having that shalom, is what brought him to be able to be a kayin, which is to bring shalom to Klal Yisrael, min Eubay, and then shalom between them and the Baruch Hashem. So, as we see that the Torah is calling us to that shalom, supposed to bring us to that shleimus, that if we learn the Torah karai, it could be mashing ourselves in a way that will have the emes of sipak and svaratin of our madrega, and be zeicha through that, through realizing that Klal Yisrael is really echad, and all halakim and Klal Yisrael need each other, and there won't be any period, and shuzeicha, and the sack and the sinas chinam, and bring the bismillah from every amen.